Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man here on Monday, August 8th of 2022. A 808 day. It has something to do with Hawaii, the area code, and it's kind of a neat thing that they have the area code 808. Honestly, I will say this. I wish it could be in a place like Florida or a place like South Texas. Like one of those true red states, you know, like Florida, you know, a place like South Texas. You say, why South Texas? Because South Texas is on the coast. North Texas, not so much. But nonetheless, I think the whole 808 thing is kind of cool. And so I'm glad you're with us tonight, wherever you may be, however you may be tuned into the broadcast. And it's great to have you with us. Wherever you may be tuning in from, however you may be tuning into the broadcast, it really means a lot that you would decide to tune in to this broadcast. It really means a lot. And whether you're on the beach or whatever it is you're doing, maybe you're at home, maybe you're, you know, hopefully you're enjoying the summer that we still have left. And speaking of summer, there's a certain website, publicholidays.com, where you can see many of the school calendars for many of the districts. And I've been looking at, I can't say all by any means, but many of them. And I will say this, far too many districts have made the determination to that they should get a waiver to start school before Labor Day. My question is, where are these waivers coming from? Is somebody copying waivers from the Michigan Department of Education and giving them to districts so that they can all start before Labor Day? Do you think someone's handing out waivers? Do you think someone's copying the waivers, Brittany, maybe?
Because
I feel like they shouldn't be starting before Labor Day, not here. But then again, what works in one place doesn't work in what works in one state doesn't always work in another state. So to each person, so I'm speaking for Michigan, my state. Now, in some places, like parts of the South, I can see why people say they should go back, you know, early August and or mid-August and getting on Memorial Day. And obviously, you have those people who think that, and to each their own, but I'm speaking for my state up here, which has a law on the books that technically school districts are not supposed to be starting before Labor Day. But you have so many districts that are deciding to get a waiver that's good for 3 years and they're using these waivers. That seems crazy to me that more than half the districts have waivers to start early. In my mind, when it comes to something like this, if you're going to request a waiver, you need to have true, genuine reason as to why you need to start early. Genuine reason. And in my mind, just the thing that colleges start the week before Labor Day, that's not a good enough excuse. That's not a good enough excuse. I hope that that when we get our new governor, when Tudor gets in, I hope she looks at this. Because it's better for our economy, I think, if they're not going back till after Labor Day. And people say, well, what about the thing about, well, if they go back after Labor Day, some days they'll be in school till mid to late June. That's another thing. 180 days, that's a bit much. And 1,098 hours, that's a bit much too. I don't think they should even be held to a standard of a certain amount of days. And instead, they should go, and of 1,098 hours, should be maybe like, maybe 1,000 hours, but it include lunch and recess. Maybe 1,050 hours, but it include lunch and recess and field trips and assemblies and whatever else. That's what they do in Texas, but they have like 1,260, but rather to be shorter. So just kind of, in my mind, you say why? Well, the fair in my city is coming up next week, the county fair. 2 days after the fair is done, the kids in Midland go back to school. There was a day up until 2006, for about 9 years or so, between 98 and 06, us kids were going to school anywhere from 3 to 5 days after the fair was over. Do you remember that, Brittany, when we were going to school 3 to 5 days after the fair was over? Yes. What did you think of it? Did you love it or did you really not like it at all? Listeners, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Didn't work then, necessarily. Doesn't work now. Anyhow, it's just kind of something that's on my mind. Somebody here in Michigan who's a senator in the House or something like that proposed a change to the law that would make it so that they wouldn't even need a waiver to start before Labor Day. If I were you, I'd call, and they were about to vote on it, I would tell you, call your representative, tell them no. And if anything, tighten it. That's kind of what's up on my mind, because oftentimes as summer comes to an end. Somebody might say, summer is your favorite time of the year, isn't it? That and Christmas time both. Big time. Always has been for me. So it's just kind of in my mind. So, honestly, so we had a great guest speaker at church. Actually, a great couple of guest speakers. We had June Evans preaching that evening. She taught on not going shipwrecked. And then you had Jean preach in the morning. And in case you're wondering, June, of course, is the she, the lady. June is the lady. Jean is the guy. And they're both in their 80s from Georgia. And they have true Southern accents to boot. And I tell you, they're a joy to listen to. And they really are awesome. And Dr. Buckley, he likes to call them spiritual grandma and grandpa. And they told some great stories. You can go online to YouTube and then type in Mark Barclay. Click on the channel Mark T. Barclay, and you'll be able to watch. There should be yesterday morning should be the first two videos you see. Take a listen. Watch both of those. And I tell you, you won't be disappointed. So I just wanted to let you know about that. Another thing of note. Why was this thing only set up for 15 minutes? No, I forgive them. I promise, listeners, I forgive them. Things happen. So if we get kicked off the air, I so apologize because I was right ready to give, you know, my announcements and then get into the songs and then get into the word of the Lord for tonight. And if not, I understand. And I promise you, I'll be back tomorrow. I promise you. I'm not back tonight. I'll be back tomorrow. I promise you. And just in case, God first, God always. And I love you, and I really mean it. I love you. I really do. I really do. No hard feelings. I love you. Because I was just getting ready to tell you a couple things about the football season coming up. And that football central is going to be